Tony's father wanted him to become a priest, and that led Tony to become, well, we'll give you many guesses, but you probably won't figure out his 20-year career until we give you the answer next on The American Countryside. Tony Gallagher grew up in Chicago next to a landmark that still draws fans today.
Have you ever seen a Cubs game? Seen the people sitting on the roofs of the house? 1935, my father started that tradition. We lived across the left field wall of Cubs Park.
He left home at an early age when he had a disagreement with his father.
My dad wanted me to be a priest. I said, no, I like the girls. I ran away from home at age 15. Got a birth certificate for 50 cents, downtown Chicago. Went over to the recruiting office. The sergeant looked at my feet and said, go through that door. And that was the last time I saw Chicago for 4 years.
He served in Korea for 2 years and earned 3 Purple Hearts, the first before he was 16 years old. After 8 years in the Army, he decided to go to Catholic seminary to become a priest, as his father had wished.
After 4 years, I decided I still liked the girls, so I ran away again. But this time I was to join the CIA and spend 20 years in the CIA as an operative. That means a person behind the enemy lines.
The time in seminary, though, was actually a big help when it came to some of his duties in the CIA.
I speak 12 languages. That includes Latin, Greek, and Hebrew. So 9 other languages that I learned without difficulty because of my basis in Latin. Call it a dead language if you want. To me, it's not dead. It's a foundation for all other modern languages.
We'll have more with Tony next time as we travel the countryside. In Sedalia, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.